Blog Talk Radio.
Time as this, I didn't know
Amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. One night with the King changes everything. Hallelujah. All you need is one night with him. Praise God. Be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad to be before you one more time. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For another chance. Hallelujah. To come before you again. Praise God. I hope and pray that everyone is well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is your host, Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Ministries. Praise God. Hallelujah. My overseer is Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor McNeil, praise God, of Mount Carmel International Church, praise God, hallelujah. I just thank and I praise the Lord for being here today. I thank and I praise God because he has kept me all day long, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to get ready and pray, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this evening, hallelujah, to give you glory, hallelujah, to lift up your name, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for how you kept us today. Father God, we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your word. We just thank you, God. We thank you, hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah, for how you watched over us today. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we asking you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to let self go down under your precious blood in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and let your Holy Spirit increase, God, in the name of Jesus. Fill my mouth with your words, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God. Yes, Lord. I just thank him for his goodness and his mercy on today. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to start out with Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, but then we're going to end up over in Acts, the 9th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'll begin to read. It says, Jeremiah, the 18th chapter says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Hallelujah. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, said the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. God is just letting us know, praise God, hallelujah. Just like he told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house, and he said, hallelujah, for him to watch the work, hallelujah, that the potter was doing on the clay. And when he got there, praise God, he saw the work that the potter was doing, and he saw that the potter was not pleased with the outcome, hallelujah, of the clay, praise God, and how he had to make it again, hallelujah, until it pleased him, hallelujah, because it was marred, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. sometime, praise God. That's what God has to do to us. You know, praise God, he was letting Jeremiah know. He said, cannot I do to you without what the potter does to the clay? Praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And when Jeremiah was looking at the potter form that clay, praise God. You know, when they form a clay, work with the clay, hallelujah, the lower wheel was worked by the feet to give motion to the upper one, which was a flat disc and a plate of wood, which the potter laid the clay to be molded with his fingers as the wheel moved rapidly, praise God. You know, sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, if you're not careful, if you're not careful with working with that clay and you turn that wheel too fast, praise God, you'll lose control, praise God, and then your clay ends up, praise God, getting out of shape, and then you got to start all over again, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It says, when the vessel was marred, it was not thrown away. The clay was crushed together and returned to the wheel, and the work began again. This continued until the clay took on the shape the potter intended. This is what God declared, that he has power over man. Praise God. He doesn't throw the clay away. He takes it and he crushes it together. Praise God, and puts it back on the wheel until he gets the shape that he is looking for, until he can see that it looks like what he intended to make, and then he is pleased. But that's what God is letting us know. Praise God. Sometimes he got to put us back on the potter's wheel. Praise God, because sometimes we mar our, hallelujah, our walk with God, praise God. So he sees something that he doesn't like, and praise God, he said, okay, I got to see that they get back on the wheel again, because I got to make sure that they'll stop doing this. Praise God, hallelujah. And that's what happens with us sometimes, that he has to work on us, praise God, until he gets the perfection that he wants out of our life, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes you got to put us back on the potter's wheel, praise God. You got to shape us some more, hallelujah. Sometimes when you go through different trials, you think, praise God, you say, well, wait, I done been through this trial before, but did you pass it? Hallelujah. You know, I done came this way before, but did you do what God told you to do? Hallelujah. I done already been through this, God. Yeah, but did you get out of character? So then God got to put you back on the potter's wheel until you get it right. And praise God, you keep wondering why this same old trial keep coming back. It's because you haven't got it right. And because God is not pleased, praise God. So God is going to let you keep going through that same thing until you get it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Until he sees, hallelujah, that he doesn't see nothing but him in you, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It says the lesson of the potter's house is that God never mends what man mars. He creates something new, hence a new man, a new mind, a new heart. Man attempts to mend himself through rehabilitation, while God makes something completely new. Praise God. You just can't, praise God, mend yourself with rehabilitation, but you need the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to make you brand new, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, and that's what God has taken us, some of us, through, praise God, hallelujah, and we wonder why we have to keep getting back on that potter's wheel and wondering why, praise God, this same trial keeps coming up, praise God, it's because we have not passed it, praise God, until self die, hallelujah, that's what God is trying to get self to die completely, praise God, till you can move on, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Sometime, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus. We have to remember that God has power over man, praise God. It says God is a servant being and has power over his creatures. He can dispose of them as he pleases. He has a right to them and great power over them. The potter has power over the clay, but a greater power has given them their being, their life, their motions. Whereas the clay is not made by the potter, It is only the vessel that is made from the clay by him, which gives the clay form. If therefore the potter has power over the clay, which he did not make, as to make it into another form as it pleases him, and especially when marred, the Lord has an undoubted power over man and a just right to change their state and circumstances as he pleases. Nor have they any reason to complain of him, especially when they have marred themselves by their own sins and transgressions. God has the potter form the clay as it pleases him, for it is not in the clay to resist or hinder God, praise God. It is God that has the power, praise God, over the potter and, hallelujah, over the clay, praise God. Praise God, praise God. It is our own sins and transgressions, praise God, that cause God to put us back on the potter's wheel. Hallelujah, until we get it right, praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes, praise God, I know working with clay, praise God, I used to go to a house where you could, you know, make your own, hallelujah, your own, you know, own bowl or cup or whatever, your vase or whatever you're going to make, praise God. And if it wasn't made right, if it's, praise God, it got out of form, praise God, you start all over again until you get it to look like the way that you want it, praise God. And that's what God is doing to us sometimes, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. When I think about Job, praise God, hallelujah, and all that he went through, and Job 23:10, it says, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Praise God. God knows the way that we take, praise God. He knows our downsetting. He knows our uprising. He knows our thoughts from afar, praise God. He knows us, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if he sees, hallelujah, something in us that needs to come out, praise God, hallelujah, he's going to get it out. He's going to get you to the place that he wants you to be, praise God. You might not like it, hallelujah, what you go through, but you'll reach your destiny, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sometimes these trials are just to help us to reach our destiny, to push us, praise God, so we can reach our destiny. Hallelujah. But it all depends on if we pass them. All depends on if we stay in character and not get out of character. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Over, hallelujah, praise God, says the, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord wants us to remember that he is the one that has power over us, praise God. Hallelujah. Over in Psalms 103 says, hallelujah, praise God, that we didn't make ourselves, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. It says, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, God. Over in Psalms 103, it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Hallelujah. We need to remember that it's the Lord that has made us and not we ourselves. For of ourselves, we could do nothing, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I remember, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Over in John 15, hallelujah, where it says, praise God. He said, he is the true vine, and we are the branch. And except we abide in him, and he abide in us, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without him, we cannot do nothing. We can't accomplish anything without God, praise God. Hallelujah. When I think about, hallelujah, Saul, praise God, over in Acts 9, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. The Lord didn't even allow him to reach Damascus to do what he wanted to do. He came near it, and then suddenly a light shined around him, hallelujah, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Hallelujah. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks, praise God. You know, it is hard to kick against the will of God when God, hallelujah, gives you something to do, praise God, hallelujah. You know, it's hard to kick against the pricks, and it's hard, hallelujah, to be stubborn and to be disobedient to what, hallelujah, the Lord is telling you to do, praise God, hallelujah. And he, trembling and anointed, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the man which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there. He was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. Praise God. Saul thought that he was on his way to destroy, hallelujah, the disciples of Christ. But praise God, God intervened, praise God, because he knows our downsetting. He knows our uprising, and he knows the ways that we take, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He knows our thoughts from afar, praise God. Hallelujah. And before Saul knew it, praise God, he was on the ground, hallelujah. He fell to the earth, praise God, hallelujah. There was nothing that he could do. When he opened up his eyes, he could not even see, praise God, hallelujah. And they had to take him by the hand, had to lead him into Damascus, praise God, hallelujah, where he wasn't even able to see for 3 days. He couldn't even eat nor drink, praise God. Sometimes God will put you on a fast, and when God puts you on a fast, you're going to go through. Pray, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas, for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, hallelujah, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight, praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, I tell you, praise God, God has brought such a change, praise God, hallelujah, over Saul, hallelujah. Praise God. He had to knock Saul down, praise God, and he had to pick him up and put him back together, hallelujah. And when, hallelujah, but when Saul, hallelujah, was the Lord got a hold of him, he was changed. He wasn't the same, praise God, hallelujah. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard of many of this man, how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem, praise God, hallelujah. Ananias heard the things that Saul had did, praise God, hallelujah. And but praise God, Saul had been changed. He wasn't the same, praise God. And that's what God does with us sometimes, praise God. Hallelujah. When he sees something in us, hallelujah, that should not be, praise God, God knows what to do, hallelujah, praise God, to help us, praise God. He knows how to bring us out, praise God. Sometimes being chastised by God, hallelujah, doesn't feel good, hallelujah, hallelujah, but it's for your good to be chastised, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that he can get you in the place where you're supposed to be, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, praise God. Hallelujah. When God got done with Saul, praise God, Saul was willing to pray, praise God. He was one of the greatest apostles, praise God, hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's where the Lord, hallelujah, he wants us, hallelujah. He's going to help you to get in that place. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Praise God, where you won't, hallelujah, hesitate anymore, hallelujah, because sometimes some of us, hallelujah, get stubborn and don't want to be obedient to the will of God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, but when the change comes, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, God, yes, Lord, hallelujah, for over and hallelujah, 2 Corinthians 5 and praise God, hallelujah, 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God got a hold of Saul, praise God. Hallelujah. All them old ways, hallelujah, were gone. Praise God. That all things became new. He was a new man in Christ. Praise God. But he had to be put on that wheel. Potter's will, praise God, in order for him to become new, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Over and up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, God. I thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God. I thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We got to remember that God, hallelujah, yes, Lord, has all power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. For the over in Romans 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption and into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to deliver us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us need to be delivered. Hallelujah. But God wants to deliver us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, so that we can do his will, praise God, so that we, hallelujah, can please him, praise God, hallelujah, because when we do not please the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, sometimes, praise God, if our ways don't please the Lord, hallelujah, and sometimes, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, sometimes the Lord, hallelujah, has to chastise us, praise God, until we give in to the will of God, hallelujah, and he has to make us to see and know that all power belongs unto him, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. The Lord does not want us to remember and meditate on the things of old. Over in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, say, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old, but behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. The Lord wants to do a new thing in our life. Praise God. He doesn't want us to remember, hallelujah, what we did before or how we acted before, how we thought before. Hallelujah. But he's going to do a new thing. Praise God. He said, now it shall come forth. Shall ye not know it? Praise God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just like the potter, hallelujah, had to put that clay back together. Hallelujah. How he had to crush it, put it back together, and then form it again into the vessel that he was pleased with. That's what God will do with us. Hallelujah. Sometimes he'll take us through. Hallelujah. A trial, praise God, but it's to make us, hallelujah, yield to God, yield to the will of God, hallelujah. It's not to do us harm, hallelujah, but it's to bring us to the place that God wants us in, hallelujah. And when we are, hallelujah, stubborn and disobedient to the will of God, don't want to listen to his voice, don't want to hear him, act like you don't hear him, but you hear him loud and clear, hallelujah. And that's when God got to make a move, hallelujah. Holy Ghost, for he sees, hallelujah, yes Lord, yes Lord, the potential that's inside of you, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. The Lord wants us to get in that place, Holy Ghost, where he can use us for his glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Lord. Told Jeremiah, what, hallelujah, can I do as the potter did with this clay? Can I do unto you, hallelujah, just like he remade the clay? Can't I remake you, hallelujah, Lord? Oh, yes, God, hallelujah. Can I do the same thing that he did unto the clay, unto you? Yes, Lord, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. When God got done with Saul, hallelujah, changed his name to Paul, hallelujah, he was willing to do what God had him to do, just like, hallelujah, he gave his all to destroy the people of God. He gave his all to do the will of God, didn't back down from anything that God gave him to do. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, God. God wants to, hallelujah, we make some of us, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, for he sees, hallelujah, that some of us have been marred by our sins. Hallelujah. Maybe, hallelujah, you weren't thinking right. Maybe, hallelujah, you weren't talking right. You weren't walking right. You weren't living right. Hallelujah. But God wants to change it. Hallelujah. He wants to remake us. Hallelujah. Till he sees Christ only always living in us. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Holy Ghost, hallelujah, Lord, hold me a sign, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God says he knows the way that we take, he knows our thoughts from afar, hallelujah. He knows our downsetting and our uprising. He knows which way we gonna go when he raises up in the morning. He knows what's on our mind.
knows. He knows what's in our hearts. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. He knows us. Hallelujah. He knows what's going to come out of our mouth before we even say it, before we even think it. Hallelujah. God wants us. Hallelujah. To get in that place. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Where he can use us for his glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Some of us, hallelujah, did a lot of damage when we were in the world and people knew who you were because of the way that your character was. But God wants to do a new work in our lives. Hallelujah. That when they see you, they won't believe the change in you. Just like Saul, when they, hallelujah, Saul, they couldn't believe, hallelujah, that it was the same man, but they were afraid of him because of the way that he was, hallelujah, against the people of God. But God can change you so they won't even recognize you or who you are, hallelujah, because the way God will move in our lives, hallelujah, if we be obedient unto his word, if we obey him, hallelujah, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, oh, yes, God, hallelujah, Lord. Saul, Paul, he didn't even reach the magazine. Damascus, hallelujah. God got a hold of him before he even got there. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Knocked him to the ground. Hallelujah. And when the Spirit of God shined around him, he said, Lord, hallelujah. He knew it was the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. And God had to ask him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Hallelujah, Lord. Why are you doing this to me? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. That's what God is saying to some of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why are you not, hallelujah, giving up to me? Why are you talking against me? Why? Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. He had to tell Saul, it's hard to kick against the prick. It's hard to be stubborn and disobedient against the will of God. It's hard. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then God has to chastise us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, to get us in a place, Holy Ghost, yes, Lord, that will, hallelujah, serve him with fear and trembling, hallelujah. Some of us lost the fear of God, but God got a way to bring it back, hallelujah. We might not like it, hallelujah, he's got a way, hallelujah, to get us to our destiny. Hallelujah. We might not like, hallelujah, being remade, hallelujah, but God knows how to get our attention. He knows how, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, to bring us out, hallelujah. Some of us, hallelujah, have to go through harder than others, but God knows how much we can bear. God knows how much we can take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Some of us are wondering, why am I going through this? Does God know what he's doing? Does he understand me? Hallelujah. Who are we? The question, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The one who made us. Hallelujah. The one who wakes us up. Who are we? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, God. The question, God, does he know what he's doing? Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for God intervening in our lives, and hallelujah, some of us wouldn't be here today. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for God coming in and changing our lives, we would not be here. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. God knows how to get our attention. He knows how to bring us in. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We might come fighting. Hallelujah. Resisting the power of God. Hallelujah. But when God get ready, he'll overtake us with no problem. Will take us with ease. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. For we cannot overpower God. We cannot hide from God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what Saul had to realize. He could not overpower God, but God had all power over him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. God moved on Saul so he couldn't see for 3 days, couldn't eat or drink for 3 days. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. God got his attention, his full attention. Hallelujah, Lord. God knows how to get our full attention in him. Hallelujah. When you're chosen, hallelujah, you can't get away from the will of God. You can't hide from God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Just like hallelujah told Jeremiah, I want you to go down to the potter's house, and hallelujah, look at what the potter is doing on that wheel, praise God, with that clay. Hallelujah. Just like the potter, praise God, saw that vessel wasn't right. Hallelujah. That's how God looks at us and watches us, praise God. And when he see that something is not right, hallelujah, he knows how to get it out of us, praise God. Hallelujah. Over in 51st Psalm, take not thy Holy Spirit from me, God. Hallelujah. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God, because God knows how, hallelujah, to get a hold of us, praise God. He knows what to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just like he got hold of Paul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. Made him one of the greatest apostles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God can get a hold of us too, praise God. Hallelujah. That he will move on us that where we will run, praise God, to do God's will. When God bring us out, when we're going through, when he bring us out, you'll be more than glad to work for God. You'll be more than glad to do what God say do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us remember, praise God, what the potter did, hallelujah, through the clay. Let us remember that God has all power, hallelujah. He can do with us whatever he wants to do. As it pleases him to make us the way that he wants to make us, God will do it, praise God. We can't tell God how to make us. We can't tell God, Lord, don't take me through that trial. let me go through something else, praise God. We can't do that. Can't tell God what to do. Can't tell God, hallelujah, how to make you, how to bring you out, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Because, hallelujah, the way that we want it, praise God, might not even work out right, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why we have to trust in the Lord, hallelujah, and do what God say do, praise God. Let him bring you out the way that he wants to bring you out, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to think about, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, what God can do to us. Just like he, the potter, did to that clay, God can do the same thing to us, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to remember, hallelujah, who God is. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that all power belongs unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But praise God, when I think about what Saul did and how God changed his name to Paul and how God brought him out, hallelujah, God wants to do the same thing for us, praise God. He wants to bring us out, praise God. Hallelujah, so that we can reach our destiny, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to bring a change for the better in our lives, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need, hallelujah, to let God change us, hallelujah. Sometimes we hold on to the things of old, praise God, but God said, don't remember the things of old, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Don't remember them, praise God. Hallelujah. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, behold, he said, I do a new thing. He wants to do a new thing. Aren't you ready for a new thing for God to do, praise God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So let us remember, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. To remember, praise God. God can do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. And nobody can stop him from doing his what he wants to do. Because when God makes up his mind to do something, he's going to do it whether we like it or not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and praise the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the God tonight. Praise God. I thank and I praise him for his tonight. Hallelujah. I just glorify God. Hallelujah. I thank him. Hallelujah. Because God is moving by his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is bringing us out. Hallelujah. Some he's bringing out quicker than others. Praise God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. But it all depends, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The character of our character. Or is our character in line with the word of God? Or are we out of character? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if God see that you didn't pass it, you're gonna come. It's going to come around again and have to go through it again until we get it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because the Lord is the only one that can deliver us. He is the only one that can give us victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I thank you and I praise thy holy name. Give you all the glory and the honor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm asking you in Jesus' name to bless those on the line tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, asking you, Father, in Jesus' name to let your blood prevail this night. In the name of Jesus, God, asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus to watch over, protect us. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, asking you, Father, to encourage us as never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm asking you, Lord, to help us to be obedient unto thy word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be obedient unto thy will, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I hope and pray, praise God, that you got something out of the word of God tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just give God the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us not forget, praise God, on Sunday morning, Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be going forth, praise God, at 9 o'clock. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give God the glory and the honor. And I thank you, praise God, for being on the line tonight. I just thank you and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I'm asking you to let your blood prevail this night. Asking you, Father God, to let the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth cover each and every home on this line tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, in Jesus' name, as we slumber and sleep, let the angels of the Lord be encamped around and about us in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I praise thy holy name. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you and y'all have a good night tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.